This is our microcast. My name is John Johnson. This one is number 14, Back in Class. It's been a while since my last microcast. I've noticed quite a few microcasters dropping out of my podcatcher. Seems harder than you'd expect to keep up a rhythm. The idea for this one has been running around in my head for a while, maybe 3 or 4 months. So here goes. About 18 months ago, I became a classroom teacher again. Previously, in 2008, I had left the classroom for a job supporting teachers in the use of technology. This covered a wide area, most of which was right in my wheelhouse. I enjoyed almost every day of the job. I was also lucky enough during that time to have a 2-year secondment to work for the Scottish Government on Glow, mostly Glow blogs. I certainly didn't expect to end up back in the classroom full time at this late stage of my career, but that's how it's worked out. North Lanarkshire Council decided they did not need a central team supporting ICT in schools, or at least they didn't need the team I worked in. This was pretty devastating at the time. I was surprised at just how much of my identity was wrapped up in my job. Luckily, I didn't become unemployed as the council offered to redeploy me as a teacher. Since I'd been out of the classroom for 8 years or so, it felt quite daunting to think about returning. A lot has changed in the short time in Scottish education. I'd kept up with some of these changes from an ICT point of view and through general discussions about education, especially on Radio EduTalk and talking to colleagues in schools, but putting this into practice was quite a different matter. For mostly, I think, romantic reasons, I also chose to go to a very small school. My thinking first about this was that I'd had classes with wide ranges of abilities before. This shouldn't be any different or have a bigger workload. I think now I was wrong about all of that. Being in a very small school is quite different from my previous experience. If I'm going to be honest, I find the planning and preparation for 4-year groups pretty stressful. But I don't think I'm alone in feeling stress in the education. The responsibility, planning, reporting, and the vast number of wee things you've got to keep spinning as a teacher is pretty stressful. I've been lucky enough to be well supported by my colleagues in my new school. 18 months in, and I'm really enjoying working with the children. Every day, one or other of them will delight me in some way. It might be finding out something in maths, discovering a bug or a bone in the playground, or something completely different. And every so often you get one of those really great days where everybody seems engaged in something creative. The class are enthusiastic, trying things out, getting excited in a good way. At these points there's not much stress, but there's a lot of delight. I'm not saying I wouldn't have a go at applying for an ICT support job. I'm feeling my ears some days, and I think I'm also better at supporting ICT than teaching phonics. I'm not looking forward to the drop in my conserved salary in August either. But I found teaching in the classroom has its rewards, especially when the wind's behind you. Thanks for listening, that's about it. This is a continuation of my microcasting experiment. Doing quick and dirty podcasts, recording them in mobile and posting them without much recourse to editing or post-production. If you find them interesting or have got a comment, I'd love to hear. Cheers.